This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
You're listening to K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the program Salt and Light. It is 7 minutes past 12. We've started a bit later, played some good music for you guys. In the studio today, we have a seasoned man of God.
Hallelujah.
With us, Pastor Alan Kelly from Brooklyn Community Church. Yes. We know this man of God for quite some time. We've been walking together. I think, could it be?
Quite a while.
It could be like 15, 20 yes. years or, yes. already since we know each other. We know him to be a man of integrity. We know him to be a man that loves God, that is passionate for God and God's people. We know him to be a man that is a prayer warrior. A man that is really sold out for God, and it's such a wonderful privilege and opportunity to have you here. He's also a very busy man, so to get him in here was quite a challenge. But without further ado, my husband.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Greetings in the glorious name of Jesus. Apostle Brian here, what a great honor and a privilege to be on your device, in your space. The Bible says where two or three gathers in his name. So we Amen. Are not gathering in the name of a dart club, in the name of any organization, but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible says where two or three gathers in his name, there he is present. So I see Brother Darren is here. So we are four right now. And I see some people are hopping on this live broadcast. Awesome. I want to encourage you, please share the broadcast. We're going to speak. Pastor Alan's got a word in season. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And you know, word of the Lord.
Yeah. And when God gives you a word in season, you must understand that God wants change and transformation is yes. about to happen in the realm of the spirit. So please stay on the dial. Please share the broadcast. Please be an evangelist. Not near Evangelassie, an evangelist. And please share the broadcast so that people can hear. But the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are going to talk about the valley of the bones.
Tribes.
Hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That will be our discussion, and there will be some nuggets of truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Some things that God wants to exchange today to someone in the mighty name of Jesus.
So for the sake of time, we're going to just get right into it already, Pastor Alan. Thank you for coming this morning. Before we start with the Valley of the Dry Bones, please share a bit. Welcome the listeners. Introduce yourself. Just give some background as to who you are, where you come from.
Okay, I'm Pastor Alan, and I'm from Brooklyn Community Church. Y'all been there quite a while in the community. God called us into this community. It was my wife's idea to move there. And I said, what, Brooklyn? And my wife said, yeah, but I come from Woodstock. So, and the Lord led us there. We came there. We didn't know the call there. We didn't know what God purposed, but we've really seen the leading of the Holy Spirit and Him directing us in Brooklyn. And He's cemented us there. Many a times we wanted to get out, and He cemented us there because there's a people
Amen.
That He desires to touch.
So, Pastor, tell us, how long are you in ministry in terms of?
Wow. Born again in 1995. Went to the lighthouse. I was in the lighthouse for 9 years, and I just believe in the lighthouse because to me, always the lighthouse is a training center. And yeah, we were there 9 years, Well, my wife came 4.5 years later, and then we were in the lighthouse together. And I just believe people walked with me there. I was trained up there.
Amen.
And then God called us into Brooklyn.
And how long are you in Brooklyn, ministering in Brooklyn?
Sure. So I'm 30 years with the Lord. So I would say approximately 21 years.
21 years in Brooklyn.
Wow, 21 years.
That's amazing. Praise the name of the Lord. That's, you know, and Brooklyn is, because I'm also ministering in Brooklyn, there's a part of the body of Christ that, and I mean, obviously we minister together. We do the outreaches together. I believe somebody spoke a word over Brooklyn, and the person said that when the churches unite, in Brooklyn, and then we will be able to take the harvest. And I took heed of that word.
Yes,
you know, and my my function, I believe, and our function is to come together and knit the body of Christ together, because we know that one man cannot do it alone. You know, I cannot do it alone, but if you do your part, I do my part. If everybody does their part, and then Brooklyn shall be saved.
Amen.
In the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus. Wow,
yes,
wow, wow.
Yes.
Yes, Pastor Dila, I see you're a busy woman. What are you doing there? Are you inviting people? Praise God.
Yeah, just updating our Facebook. Pastor Ellen, and how did Brooklyn Community Church
impact my life?
Yeah. How was it established, and how did it impact your life?
Okay, I don't know how the church was established. It was years before we came.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So there was another pastor, I can't remember his name, and he was there then. After that, Pastor Ivan McGrain, he took over, and it was at the Biscope there in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And he was there about 8 years, and I sort of came under his wing. And I was there, came from the lighthouse. I thought I knew it all. And when you come to Brooklyn, the tire meets the tar. That's not a comfort zone.
Definitely. It's a war zone.
Sure. And I will never forget Pastor Ivan. He put me in a home cell where the woman clashed. And I learned how to deal with things. So It's almost that I was trained up theory in the lighthouse, certain things, but then put into
the practical,
deep end. Put into the practical, into such a ministry. And yeah, it wasn't easy, but that's how I grew.
Sure. And Brooklyn, if you don't know, just share with us, what are the challenges in that area?
Sure.
I know that things are hectic at the moment there.
Yeah. Yes.
What are the things that are rife that's happening in Brooklyn?
Okay, firstly, I just want to agree with Pastor Brian here. The church has to knit together. And this is the difference. We might be different parts of the body, but I've seen it all the years. Even pastors used to come together, and there will always be an attack on that, on the unity. And I believe there's a stronghold in Brooklyn. And we've seen, even though ministering, and the problem with Brooklyn is they know the gospel. Many people know the gospel, but
they've done church.
Yes, they've done church, and they can go from church to church.
Yeah.
And if they don't like what you say there, they move.
Yeah.
And this is, to me, the challenges in the body of Christ there. If what was on Pastor Brian's heart and what the Lord showed him is so in line, that we have to pray together, knit together. We trust in the Lord for a worship session where the body of Christ will come together. Modern Adams Hall. It's something just, we trust God for something.
Yeah.
Something to transpire. And but that's the challenge. But the increase of wickedness we've seen in Brooklyn. It's getting more and more rife. And so we cannot stagnate where we are.
Yeah.
We need to press forward.
We've
got to rise up. Arise and shine. Our light has come, and His glory has risen upon us.
And just to let the listeners know, when you talk about the wickedness, how it increased, just 2 weeks ago, we had a memorial service for a young man who was shot 29 times.
Yeah.
29 times in Elbow Road, and I'm just thinking that the extent of wickedness. Yes. You know, you get wickedness, but the extent of it, you know, where people are selling their children for food.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, where people are addicted to stuff and substances, and it's in our backyard. And it's I ministered Sunday in Kraaifontein at an open air service of Ian Adams Foundation, and the main message was unite. You know, God make us one.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says in the book of John that when the body becomes one, then the world shall believe.
Yes.
And I believe the world is not believing yet. They're watching us.
Yes.
They're reading us. They're reading. You are the Bible that the world is reading. And I want to encourage every believer, every fivefold minister, everyone that is part of the body of Christ, let us unite and speak one thing. Let us speak the word of God with boldness, and then the world will believe, and then evil will flee. Amen, hallelujah. So
yeah.
I'm very passionate about it, Pastor Alan.
Amen.
But yeah.
We're just going to go to a song, and when we come back, we're going to dive immediately into Ezekiel 37, the Valley of the Dry Bones. Pastor Alan has a specific word that the Spirit of the Lord has given him. So please don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We will be back. The song that's going to play is Glory Days by Jason Gray. Enjoy, beloved.
Passion for purpose and people. Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ. Greetings in the glorious, awesome name of Jesus. I, with no further ado, I just want to give over to Pastor Alan because I'm excited for this word. I'm excited when I hear the word. Pastor A.
Hallelujah. To the listeners, I just, for you that, and I'm going to speak straight, for you that is ashamed, for you that has withered a bit, you that is confused, you that is disappointed, maybe from failing, maybe you tripped up, maybe things happened, you that is a prodigal, maybe you that is wayward, that you've been walking but there's been a strain, maybe certain things have transpired in your life. This word is for you today. I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to the church today because this word in context was for the house of Israel. This word in context, we are grafted in. We are grafted into the vine. So each one that is listening today, and I just want to read the scripture, and I'm going to go into that. And the title of this word, you shall live and not die. You shall live, and this is a prophetic word. This is a prophetic word.
Mm.
The enemy has come to bring death, which is separation from God. That's what death is. And he wants to separate you, isolate you, confuse you. He wants to shame you. He wants to break you down. He wants you to wither. He wants you to dry up in your walk. He wants to condemn. He wants to defeat. He wants to overthrow.
Yeah.
And this is a word for you today. This word. So let's read the word. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me. That means, figuratively, the power of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, in the Ruach, in the wind, in the breath of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which are full of bones. Now, when I went to go look up the Hebrew bones, it says your body, limbs, members. It was amazing.
Mm.
It was that, was, and I started to think of the body of Christ.
Yeah,
and it's these bones, and he's in the midst of these bones, and he's amongst the body of Christ, the limbs, the members. We are members of different parts of the body. Remember, there wasn't one body there. There was many bodies, a vast, but the bones were separated. They were very dry. I'm going to go to that. And verse 2 says, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very or exceedingly dry. And this word, I went to go look up dry in the Hebrew. I love the Hebrew and the Greek. I love to go dive into the word of God and see the truth of it. And this word dry means ashamed from the strongs, ashamed, confused or disappointed as in failing.
Sure.
It means to dry up as water or wither as herbage, like plants and that. Mm-hmm. To be confounded. That's the other Hebrew meaning. And confounded means the old English is to be damned, which actually means to be condemned.
Sure.
It means, so if you feel condemned today, if you feel like there's no hope today, there's nothing, it says here to be defeated or overthrown. That is the meaning of dry.
Sure.
And if you feel like you just defeated, I cannot go on any longer, there's a word and it says you shall live and not die.
Amen.
And this he was speaking to the house of Israel. The context of it, they were in captivity. There was a 70-year period where they were in Babylon and God put them there because of sin. And I'm going to go in that line. It's because of sin they landed up there. But the Lord said, you go and you remain there.
Sure.
But you're going to flourish there.
Sure.
And you know, I don't know where you are.
Hmm.
I don't know where you are at the moment. But I want to tell you, there's a prophetic word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm not just, I don't flippantly just prophesy and say, but you hear the word of the Lord today. This is the word of the Lord. You shall live and shall not die. You will live and you will not die. Because the word of the Lord continues here. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live?
Mm.
The word live there means to be revived, to be restored to life, be whole, repaired and recovered. Shall these bones be revived? Shall they live again? Shall you be made whole again? Can these... The Lord is asking Ezekiel, who was a priest and a prophet.
Yeah.
He's asking, can... And he says, ah, Lord, you knowest. Oh, Lord God, you know.
You know it's all almost, things.
Because they're not just dry, they're very dry. I mean, there's been a long period.
Sure.
It's very dry. Without life. Maybe they're brittle. How's your life? How's your walk with Christ? Is it brittle? Is it very dry? My question here is, how are you dry? How dry are you? Mm. How far are you? Where are you in your walk with Christ? And then it says, yeah, verse 4, again, he said unto me, prophesy. You know, prophesy, the meaning of prophesy is to speak or sing. Hallelujah.
Sure.
Sometimes we got to sing over our situation. We got to worship over our situation and declare. You know, I can sing in tongues. I love that. Sometimes I don't know what I'm saying, but just sing. I sing prayer. I sing over the community.
Yeah.
Declaring the word of the Lord. So the Lord, it says here, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O you, ashamed bones. I'm gonna put the Hebrew
word,
you confused bones, you disappointed because you tripped up, you failed, you fell into sin, you fell. I'm telling you, you are not finished. Even if you fell, if the Lord delights in a man's way, he keeps his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I want to tell you, God is moving. He's moving amongst the backslidden church. He's moving amongst the wayward church. He's moving. He's saying, I'm going to bring you back to life. You shall not die in that state.
Amen.
You shall not die in that state. Oh, I'm just sensing the Spirit of the Lord today. Hear the word of the Lord. I don't know where you are, but hear the word of the Lord. And it says here, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Yeah, it's here. I'm saying it, but yeah, it's here. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath, I will cause ruach, I will cause wind, I will cause my spirit.
Sure.
I will cause my spirit to enter into you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you shall be revived. You shall live. You shall be made whole. You shall be restored to life. You shall be repaired. You will be repaired. God is alive. He's seated on the throne and he's concerned about his house. The house of Israel and the house of the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
The house that were engrafted. The branches that were engrafted. We, the church of this day and age, we going soon.
Mm.
We going soon. But we have a mandate. We have a responsibility God's pouring out his spirit in this last day on all flesh, and his sons and daughters shall prophesy. We've got to prophesy. We've got to declare the word of the Lord. And then it continues here. And I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you will live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Because when that happens, you will know who it is. You will give credit and glory to no other.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You said something there, Pastor, when you read, and you said that bones has been laying there for quite a long time. You know, and I don't want to lose the momentum, you know, but I just want to also be obedient. I just want to call those people that is at home. They are not church. I'm calling also on the unchurched. They know that they have to come. Yeah. David said, I was glad when they told me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. There's this media that wants to trap people in their homes on their own. But you know, if you part of the body of Christ, if you part of the body of Christ, if you say that you're a child of God, and then that means you should not neglect the gathering nor forsaking of the saints coming together. You know, watching TV, the TV preacher on the Sunday is not enough. You need to get planted and rooted. Father, in the name of Jesus. We call the unchurched, my God. Lord, we call those, Father, that has been at home, like drying out for such a long time because of church hurt, because of whatever it is, Father. Father, today we call them forth, my God, and say in the name of, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the prophetic word of God, and come to the house of God. Come to the presence of God, and come and be a part of the body, knit and joined together. Because if one part of the body suffer, the whole body feels the pain.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I just stand in agreement with that? Sorry, did you want
to? We just need to go to a song quickly. And then we'll be back. It says, love me like I am. Beloved, don't go anywhere. God is speaking this afternoon. The song is by King and Country featuring Jordan Sparks. We are in studio today with Pastor Allen, all the way from Brooklyn Community Church. He's sharing on Ezekiel 37, and you are on the program Salt and Light. God is speaking this afternoon. God is sharing an in-season word through this man of God. So stay tuned, beloved. So you were saying, Pastor Allen, that the bones are dry, but God is doing a new thing. He's starting to speak.
Yes.
He's starting to proclaim. Hallelujah.
Yeah. He's awakening in his church.
Amen.
Just what Pastor Brian just added on, and he doesn't know, and this word was laid on my heart in the week, and it was for the service, and I didn't know it was for today, and so this is what the Lord wanted, and the very same thing what Pastor Brian said, and he doesn't know, and is the church that are stuck in their homes, they need to get out. You cannot be effective. You cannot be a vessel of honor in the hands of the master to impact other lives. Your life needs to impact other lives.
Amen.
Your life needs to impact other lives. And you are caught in this place. You're in a place that you dried up. You're in a place of confusion in your homes. The television and this and that's not going to do it. It's not. Become part of the body of Christ. I want to encourage. We were speaking out on Sunday over that and saying, come out of those homes. Come out of those homes. Be part, because you need to be built up and you need to build up. It's just like that.
Amen.
And so, yeah, just to say yes and amen to that, Pastor Brian, thank you.
Amen.
I'm going to continue. Remember, the word prophecy means to speak or sing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So be very careful. I'm very careful with prophecy because, it says in verse 7, so I prophesied, and this is important, as I was commanded. As I was commanded. Listen, you need to prophesy as the Lord commands you, not your own things. Mm. And this is a prophetic word from the Lord today. So when I say it, it's like the Spirit of God is inspiring me to prophesy. It's the command. This word, Ezekiel 37, is for this day, I believe. It was for them, the church of that day, and now it's for today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And yeah, it says a suddenly rattling. There's a rattling. I want to tell you, when you start coming into the will and purpose of God, there's going to be a shaking. There's going to be a rattling. When the word of the Lord is speaking over your life, there's some that are not going to like it. Listen, there's going to be a rattling. People are going to come. The enemy's going to stir up people against you. But bypass the rattling. That rattling that's coming is going to bring the bones together.
Mm.
That persecution, those things that are going to come against you, those words they want to come, they're going to see the glory of the Lord transpiring even though they're coming against you. So don't worry about the rattling bones. And it says, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. I'm not going to go into depths with that today, but bone to his bone, that part of the body must come to the right part of the body. So every part of the body, you know where you are called.
Yeah.
And remain. Stay. Cement yourself until the Lord calls you out.
Sure.
You got to remain. Go to the body that God has called you to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then verse 8 says, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them.
Sure.
So the body came together. God's knitting his body together. There's something that's happening. Oh, Ramash. The body of Christ is starting. There's a rattling, there's a shaking, there's persecution, but that's going to make us one.
Amen.
That's going to make us one. We got to be one. Different bodies, one body. Different parts, one body.
Mm.
You got one head, Jesus Christ. Like needy pastor, Pastor Allen, this one. One head, different parts.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And then said he unto me, the Lord saying to Ezekiel, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind. And all these wind and breath is all one word, ruach, ruach, the Spirit of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon the slain, that they may live, be revived, restored, repaired. And that word slain is, you know, the enemy has come into your life. The enemy, you know, that word slain is to be hit hard with a deadly intent or deadly purpose to destroy, kill, or murder. He has come to murder, destroy, kill you. Yes, there was a purpose of the enemy to destroy you. I'm talking to the body of Christ, wherever you are. The purpose is to keep you in your home, not be a part of the body of Christ, isolate you and destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say to you today, rise up.
Yeah.
Rise up. Get out of that place.
Yeah. And it's so true, Pastor Allen. We are hearing so many say, you know, God has not called me to a body, to a church. I'm supposed to be serving the Lord on my own. You know, it's just me and my family. You know,
I just go to the mountain and I hear from God alone.
Or in the book of Acts, they didn't have church as in a building. You know, they gathered together and so on. And we speak this thing of isolation.
Yes.
We speak it right, you know. But God, he himself instituted the church. He himself established the church.
Yes.
I heard a man minister on when Jesus was knifed in his side on the cross, when the soldier came to pierce his side, that water and blood that flowed, that was the giving birth to the church.
Mm.
You know, the veil that was torn from the top to the bottom, not bottom to the top, so that it was done by a man, but from the top of the veil down.
Amen.
It was torn, showing that God himself has now, or Jesus Christ has reconciled God back to man.
Yes.
We can
yes.
now enter into the Holy of Holies as the church.
Yes.
And so people have this concept these days of it is okay to not
yeah.
gather together as the body of Christ.
Yes.
What do you have to say regarding that?
No, definitely. This is the deception.
Yeah.
Remember.
Of the last
yes,
days.
Yes, yeah. The enemy is limited in power. His power is deception. He's the father of lies.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard people, exactly what you're saying, Pastor Delia, and people say, no, but I'm here just for my family and that. I want to say, oh, finger, what do you do by yourself?
Mm.
Oh, foot, who moves you?
Yeah.
You know, when you start to isolate yourself from the body, right? You cannot be an island on your own. So is the head just going to move the pinky or the toe without the rest of the body?
Mm.
Come on.
Yeah.
Listen, our God, yes, he's able to do anything, but he moves. He's a God of order. We heard
yeah.
it today as we came in here. God's a God of order, and he's going to use the body. I want to say to the body of Christ, get back.
Mm.
Get back. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the you listen, in that place, you're going to die.
Yeah.
But the Lord is saying today, you will live and not die.
Pastor Allah, I've got this question that is burning in my heart, but I'm asking it for advice. So how do you, if you, because we are living in a generation where people interpret correction as rejection, and there's people that's a part of the body of Christ, and you see, the more we build, because, you know, Jesus called us to be builders.
Mm.
He even said in his word, he said, you know, and I will build my church, my ecclesia,
yes.
my people. I will build, and the gates of hell
shall not
prevail against my church.
Amen.
Church that Jesus
yeah.
built. Because there is many churches, but it's not built on the foundation of Christ.
Mm.
That's a difference. So how do you deal with people, like, if you correct them, you know, you... And then they leave. Because I've experienced this now, as of late, you know, you correct people in love,
yes.
you know, with the best, with the, your tone is soft, your, you know, just, you just,
truth in love.
Truth in love, you know, you must be sensitive and all of this.
Mm.
And then suddenly the people say, or the person say,
my season is over.
Like, how do you deal with that? Or how would you?
Train up a child in the ways that they should go.
Mm-hmm.
When they get older, they will not depart.
Okay.
They will not depart.
Yeah.
Sometimes they will leave. So at church as well, so you bring in correction, and maybe some people weren't happy at church, but I believe in discipline.
Mm.
I believe, because the word discipline means training. So whatever way you do it, yeah, I believe it. And the thing is, discipline isn't enjoyable
yeah.
at the time, but it produces sure. fruits of righteousness.
Amen.
And I look at my two daughters and, you know, I disciplined them. And sometimes I disciplined them, walked away and cried, you know, and I needed to do it. And they're different. One got harder discipline, one and the other. But today I look and I see when they are older, they don't depart from
glory.
It's unbelievable what my children know. It's unbelievable what I see. I get excited. Listen, don't withhold discipline in the church, in the family. It's vital. The very thing taken out of the schools is discipline.
Sure.
And what's happening?
Exactly.
I just leave it there. And we need to listen. Please, you will grow if you can take a rebuke. If you can't, you will not grow.
Yeah,
I had
yeah.
to. The first time I came from the lighthouse. I came from the lighthouse to Brooklyn Community Church. I thought I was Kneesby's. I'm the guy that came from the big church. I'm this. And there was something that transpired. And I thought at this prayer meeting, I'm going to correct this person because they're praying too long.
Oh, yeah.
And I corrected this person. And before I knew it, I was in the disciplinary hearing. So, and that built a relationship between me and this guy. And I took the discipline. I took the hiding. And I want to tell you something that happens with me. When I get disciplined by the Lord, when the Lord corrects me and chastises me, I feel more loved than when I'm just getting nice, tapped on the shoulder. And no, I'm serious. I feel like, wow, God is considering me.
Sure.
Yes.
He's interested.
He's interested in me because God chastises those
he loves.
And you know what? If you get disciplined of the Lord, you are a legitimate child. Not an illegitimate child.
Yeah.
You're a son. You're a son.
Hallelujah.
You're a son.
Glory to God.
And you've got to know that you're a son or daughter.
Hallelujah. Pastor Delia, we were told also we must just remind the people that has pledged. And please remind the people, Pastor Delia, before we forget. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Beloved. So last week we had our Grace-a-thon. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people that called in and pledged, and we and people that donated and you know, we just want to say thank you so much to each and every person that gave, each and every person that paid, you know, the amounts that they said they would, that WhatsApped and so forth. We thank you so much. You've really blessed the station, and we are able to carry out the work and continue the work of the Lord. If you have pledged and you have not honored that pledge, we want to please encourage you, please admonish you to please transfer those monies. You are able to access our bank details on our website. It is there on the website. So please, if you can, please honor those pledges. Amen. But we're going to go to a song quickly, and then we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up. And the song is called I Choose Jesus.
Hallelujah. I Choose Jesus. Thank you, Father.
By Moira Peters. I Choose Jesus. Moira Don't Peters. Go anywhere, beloved. We are back. We are back with Pastor Alan. And Pastor Alan, you mentioned in the while we were playing the song that you just want to quickly share two testimonies.
Yes. I'm just going to close off with this word quickly, and this is verse 10, is very important, of Ezekiel 37. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. And you know, I looked in that Hebrew word for each one of those this morning. I don't know why. And every one has the word might in them. So it's like an mighty, mighty force or might. That's an exceeding great army. Listen, to be part of the body, you've got to be there. In the ranks.
Amen.
If you're not in the ranks, you're not part of that army. And there's an army. And so I'm speaking to those that are ashamed because they fell short, confused or disappointed. You were hurt in the church. So you don't want to go back. There's many of you out there that were hurt in the church, and the devil is a liar. And maybe you misinterpret something. Maybe you didn't like discipline. You cannot be offended unless you take offense.
Amen.
Simple. If you take it, it's yours.
Yeah.
If you reject it and you take the rebuke and you allow it to produce fruit of righteousness, then it shall. But if you don't, you're going to take something else. And I want to share with you guys just something quickly. Myself and my wife, we've been together 30 years last year.
Glory, glory.
And that's only because of Christ. And ons al twee is hartkoppig, you know. We if it wasn't Christ in the center. Both.
No, never.
But listen, if Christ is in the center, he will always keep it. And I want to share two testimonies of my failure. I'm going to share the one when I was in youth and I was I handed over the church, and I went into the youth, and we were doing the youth. And what happened is that myself and my wife, in the midst of it, there was different youth coming together at a certain church. We were all coming together, and there was going to be a mighty work. And within that week before, myself and my wife had an argument. And it was like, it was quite hectic. And I failed in it. And I wanted to leave. I had enough. Mm. I said, I'm leaving. And that's it. I'm finished with this. I went to the beach. My pastor tried to minister to me. I said to him, I know it all. I counsel. Don't tell me. Somebody else tried to. And we know it. So he left me alone. And he just prayed and said, well, aren't you going to Alan? No. I'll just pray for him.
Mm.
Because, you know, we know the counsel. And what happened, I'm going to cut this short quickly, is that I went to the dentist that day. I had to drop off some invitations to it, but I said, I got hold of another pastor, and I said, you know, Pastor Sean, and I said to him, look, yeah, are you around? And he said, no, it's my off day. It's my off day. I'm not around, so I'm with my family. So I said, no, it's fine. He said, what is it, Alan? I said to him, no, it's fine. He said, what is it, Alan? And then I started to open up to him on the phone. And I was in my car in an isolated area. And I said to him, look here, I'm going to leave my wife. I will be there for lifts or whatever, but I'm not going to be part of this. I'm finished. And my wife knew it. She knew because, and this was the deception of the enemy. And he said, he tried to speak, and I said, Sean, I know, just it's fine, you know, but you enjoy, da-da-da, and I put the phone down. And within moments, he phoned me back. And this is another pastor, and he phoned me back. And he said, Alan, where are you? I said, no, it's fine, Sean. He said, where are you? I'm on my way home. I'm taking my family home, and I'm going to come out to you. And there, he didn't even have to come out to me. That broke me. That somebody, I want to tell you, God hears you. He knows what you're. The Lord broke me that day, and that taught me to go away with my wife. I phoned my wife that day. I was sobbing in that bucky because the love of God overwhelmed me.
Hallelujah.
There. And I phoned my wife. My wife needs a year to go away for a week. And I phoned my wife, and I said, Maureen, do you want to go away?
Hmm.
We're going away now. I already organized the place. And we went away. And God restored us.
Hallelujah.
Glory. I want to tell you, the second is, I want to say, if you're broken, don't leave your husband. Don't leave your wife.
Hmm.
Don't leave. I want to encourage you, whoever you are, don't.
Yeah.
You're the body of Christ. You've got to shine forth.
Pastor Alan, unfortunately, we don't have time for the second, because I really, really want you to pray. Can you pray for the listeners? Pray for those marriages that are also standing, that are busy falling apart. Just pray for us quickly. We've got 1 minute left.
Father, oh Lord, I want to pray for those that are confused, those that are ashamed, that have fallen, those that are struggling in their marriage, struggling in their families. Oh Lord, those that want to give up, those that say, I've had enough, I want to throw in the towel. Oh Lord, I want to say, Lord, you saying today, you shall live. You shall live and not die. You shall live. You shall not be separated from the Lord. You shall not be separated from the Lord. It's enough is enough. Oh Lord, right now, when I ask by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will touch the life. Right now that you speak, Lord, that you speak into their lives, Lord, that you minister right now. I thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus. If you set them free, Jesus, they're free indeed. Right now, speak that liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Right now, wherever they are, Father, liberty, liberty, liberty. I thank you for reconciliation unto the Father, reconciliation unto Christ, and reconciliation unto one to another, to the husband, to the wife, to the family. Reconciliation to the body in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you. You're the God of reconciliation, restoration, revival. You're the God that repairs. And Lord, I thank you. Restoration in Jesus' name. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Protect, oh Lord, the marriages. Oh, pray for a covering over marriages now in Jesus' name. All to the glory and honor and praise of your holy name, Jesus Christ. And we thank you and we love you, Lord. Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Alan. Thank you for being with us today. Amen. We truly appreciate your presence, and thank you for that awesome word. I know many was encouraged. I know many people were ministered to today. So thank you so very much, man of God. May the Lord continue to bless you, bless your family, bless your ministry in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Amen. I don't know. I feel a part two coming. I praise the name of the
Definitely
Lord.
Definitely a part
Hallelujah.
Two.
Hallelujah. May you have a fantastic day. And please, you will catch us again on Salt and Light next week, same time. Praise be to God. Thank you so very much for your time. We love you all and we appreciate you. Have a fantastic, awesome, blessed, terrific day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.